We are joined by the Competition Commissioner, Thembinkosi Bonakele. And the main reason why we're chatting to him, government were very clear about it. Businesses are not going to make excessive profits out of a crisis. A crisis is where we find ourselves. We're at the beginning of this particular crisis. We face 21 days lockdown. We're going to be left to the mercy of a couple of retailers and a couple of shops at our forecourts because petrol stations are going to be open. So what is the Competition Commission doing? We spoke to Thembinkosi about this before, and that was early days. Now they're well into it. They've already been looking at the markets and what's happening with certain prices, and they are investigating some big brands as well. Thembinkosi Bonakele, thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Kino and listeners.
Okay, so you've been surveying exactly what I've been saying here, right? Are you worried about what you see?
Well, we do definitely see opportunistic behavior. I am a little worried about it. I think it's not a very big crisis that requires a change of approach from the government side. But if it continues and it gets worse, then there may need to be specific interventions that would restrict the operation of markets.
Okay. Take me into your confidence here, Thembinkosi. What exactly are you seeing? Let's be more specific about it.
Well, most complaints, and we've seen an upsurge of complaints, particularly in the past 2 days or so, as we get into the run up to the lockdown. Things that are used for corona virus control, prevention, and things that just stop the spread, like a lot of complaints were about masks. There's a lot of people who are trying to exploit the situation by charging exorbitant amounts of money for masks, and masks seems to be in very high demand, even though the advice we get from the all health authorities is that not everybody needs to wear a mask. Only people who are sick, people who are sneezing, need to wear a mask in order to protect others. But a mask is not a very effective protection for people who are healthy. It doesn't protect you from getting droplets and things like that. So masks is a big problem, but there's also all sorts of other hygienic things, a lot of wipes that have alcohol with them. There's been a shortage of prices for alcohol are very high. We're told this is due to a shortage. Alcohol that is used as an input into most of these hygienic things that we are required to use now. The worrying thing for me, actually more than that, has been we're also starting to see this on daily essentials like food. So we've had some complaints about rice, some cereals, cooking oil, and things like that, and toilet paper, of course. Toilet paper has been a big problem. For whatever reason, it's one of the major items we have found that there's a lot of abuse about. So yeah, generally it covers food and mostly hygiene things that are sold in relation to, that are sold to combat the COVID-19.
Okay, you mentioned in your address yesterday forecourts and the shops at forecourts, and you took time, actually you spent some time on them. Are they a particular challenge?
Yes, we're getting a lot of complaints about forecourts, or what others call garages, service stations. They have shops, and those shops are going to be a critical distribution channel given the lockdown, and so we've called on the franchisors and franchisees to really work with with us and their communities, as well as government, in making sure that people do get supplies of the essentials, but also these are not these times are not exploited by charging exorbitant prices. So you're right, Kino. The forecourts are going to play a crucial role, and so do the retail. The retail guys, the large ones. You'll recall that these guys are already selling probably about 60-65% of our retail is through the top four retail chains. So if we can control this through those four retail chains, then everything else is going to be small in comparison. So it's very, very important, and that's why we had a call, a conference call, with all the CEOs of these retail companies, followed by a letter where we really are appealing to them to cooperate. As I said also yesterday, ultimately, yep, if markets don't work, if there is a complete total market failure, then I have to advise government that markets cannot function. And once that happens, then we really have a problem, because that's the end of free markets, and everything is going to be by regulation. And yeah, we don't want to get there, you know. Where,
well, you made a good point yesterday. You said if you start regulating, these big businesses are the first ones who are going to throw their hands up and protest. So if they don't want to be regulated, they need to be responsible.
That's right, yeah. So this time calls for that. You know, I think it calls for not just solidarity, which is essential at this time, but also it calls for sensibility, because it's actually not in the interest of business to exploit the situation.
So, Tim Mokosi, where do people go if they want to complain? Just once again, I want to empower as many people as possible who see retailers and forecourts trying to take advantage of them. Where do they go?
Well, I think the easiest is to go to our site. We have a very active site of the Competition Commission. They can also go to the Competition, the National Consumer Commission site. They will also get a toll-free number there that they can call if they need to. I do have a mobile number, but it's on this phone that I'm using now, so I can't give it to you right away. But if you want, I can text somebody, and you can read it out for people afterwards.
Absolutely. And just in closing, because we're going to be chatting to Almo Conradi now, SAF Air CEO as well, but Pick n Pay's name was mentioned in the media, Macro. Who are all who are the big firms that you are investigating?
You know, to be honest, you know, it doesn't help to name and shame, because it's almost all of them.
Oh,
you know,
it's
almost all of them. So you do find, you know, a complaint, you know, against a particular spa on a toilet paper price, and then you get something about Macro, you get something about Game, you get something about Pick n Pay. You know, all of them will have one or two complaints about a particular product.
Okay.
But obviously most products, the majority of complaints is about masks.
All right. Now, I just went quickly, Tim Mokosi. Martinez in Stellenbosch runs a pharmacy. Martinez, I'm going to ask Joe to put you on both so we can both hear each other here. Martinez, hi there. The Competition Commissioner can hear you. Go for it.
Yes. I just want to make a comment. Obviously, we are running or owning a pharmacy, which is an essential service, okay? Now, what people misunderstand is that we are sort of in the end of a value chain. So what happens is, say, for example, there's a shortage of masks. So we would get a consignment in or whatever. But I've just seen yesterday, first of all, we need to pay upfront, which is normally not the case. And that's not from weak wholesalers, for example.
Yeah.
And then the input price has gone up tremendously. So even if we sell it at cost, you have a consumer standing in front of you accusing you of inflating prices. You're trying to explain, this is what we bought it for, and here's the price, and you're actually not even making a profit or anything on all that.
Okay.
So I just want to let the consumer know that, that is also the case.
Yeah.
There's a whole value chain,
Absolutely. Martinez, I think you make a good point. Tim Mokosi, obviously, those investigations include the lower part of that supply chain, right?
That's right, yes, and that's why we call upon retailers, particularly small independent retailers who get an increase in pricing, an unusual increase in pricing, to please inform us, because we need to follow up with those suppliers.
Okay. Tembu Nkosi Bonakele, I want to thank you for joining us. I know you're busy, you've got lots to do, so we appreciate your time.